So I'm sitting down just behind our barbecue with our founder, Bert Crowfoot. I have to ask you, you know, AMSA has now been here for 40 years, and we're now 37 years of Windspeaker Radio. We've had roughly over 100 people come to this barbecue. What is your reaction to this?
Well, I'm really pleased with the turnout. This is our first time doing this. Next year we'll be better with the food to make sure that people get fed instead of waiting in line. This way they get to sit down and enjoy the great music. I'm really proud of our staff and the work that they put into making this possible. Without you guys, we couldn't do this. Kudos to everybody. No, I'm just glad to on-air people get to see some of the people that they're talking to, some of the people in the audience. People in the audience get to see some of the artists that they hear on the radio live and get to visit with them. So it's a great win-win-win for everybody.
When you first started Windspeaker back in 1985 for the radio network, did you ever imagine that we would be having events like this?
No. Actually, when we started this, everybody asked me what my vision was, and I just needed a job. I needed to pay the bills to feed my family. So it was just work to get all of that going. And once we got going, started to see some of the opportunities. You know, 40 years, a lot of incredible people over that 40 years. Some have passed on, got the honorary doctorate because of my work in media. But, you know, I'm standing on the shoulders of a lot of people who have passed, who have been here from day one, all the way through. You know, we've got an awesome board, awesome staff. I can't keep not saying that because I'm really proud of everybody.